Hello Hello， 我是 John 老师，我是莱欧斯里玩家，人生启动，首款多平台开放世界游戏《原神》，即刻点击下方资讯栏了解更多。Hey there， 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目《通勤学英语 15 Minutes Start Today》，我是 John 老师。想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间，让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 About soccer, Ajax banned signs asking players for their shirtsAjax Amsterdam have banned fans from bringing signs into Johan Cruyff's arena asking players for their shirts after matches, Dutch media reported on Tuesday. The club have told the Ajax Supporters Association that they had noticed an increasing number of such signs at games, mostly being held by children. It was no longer possible for the players to fulfill all the requests,And when players walked by without handing over a shirt, they were often criticized as arrogant, the club said. The cardboard being used also posed a fire hazard, the club said, and several signs were confiscated on Saturday when the stadium hosted the season-opening Super Cup match between Ajax and PSV Eindhoven. Next article. Soccer-loving Pope Francis gets a new toy, a foosball table.Pope Francis has received dozens of soccer jerseys and game balls during his 8-year pontificate, and he got a new football-themed toy lately, his very own foosball table. Francis played a round on the table that was presented to him at the end of his general audience by representatives of a table football association, Sport Toscana Calcio Balilla at Alto Pasio, Tuscany.The mayor of Alto Pasio, Sara D'Ambrosio, wrote on Facebook that the table was designed to be inclusive and work well for people with physical disabilities to encourage their participation in sport. The Argentine-born Pope is a well-known lover of soccer. He has long promoted sport as a way to promote solidarity and inclusion, especially for young people. Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。